Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Should we start by, and you guys, I won't give too much info. This is just to Maria and Melissa. Start with the stuff that we, maybe a teaser of what we unveiled last night.
Yeah, I don't care. Should we do an intro just so like we'll have it for the live, for the audio?
Welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our live show podcast. They're making me do this intro and I don't know what to say. So here's something that we talked about last night.
Well, this is just for, because we're going to upload this to the feed. It'll be like, hey, this is our live show. This isn't a normal show.
Oh, hi. Welcome to Web Crawlers.
Oh, you already did. It's fine. It's never going to work. It's literally never going to work.
Just move on. It's fine.
Okay, so I watched the show, the movie yesterday on iTunes, The Secret Dare to Dream. And it's this movie that's produced by The Secret, which is that like manifesting group. And of course I paid $20 to watch it because I've been so bored.
$20?
It legit is $20. And it's not even $20 to buy. It's $20 to rent. Like I don't even have it forever. So,
oh no.
The more and more we watched it, and then afterwards I told the group I watched it, and then I realized that Josh Lucas might have some correlation to Jeffrey Epstein, and
yes,
that Melissa might have at one point been almost recruited to be a Jeffrey Epstein girl.
Yeah, 10 years ago, I had some emails that I've totally forgot about. So you mentioned his name. I was like, oh, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
And he's then emailed I me remembered a lot. Something from my Crazy Days and Nights gossip blog.
Like the blind item blog.
Yeah, with Josh Lucas. And I said, Josh Lucas, I remember him being in cahoots with a couple unsavory characters who are in the news yes. today. Anyway, we got deep and we're still going to get deep.
It was crazy.
Yeah. So anyways, that was crazy. We like, we'll unveil it in a whole other episode, but like we have receipts and some crazy stuff. Allegedly.
Uh-huh. Allegedly.
I'm letting Emily in. So.
Great. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Come
no,
on
there's
in.
Nothing to apologize for. Emily.
Hello.
Oh my God. For real?
Wake up from the dream. It's happening. Oh my God. No, please. Welcome to the live show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing so great.
So Emily, do you have any scary stories or anything?
No, I actually absolutely don't. I just started watching or listening to Web Crawlers. Like 2 weeks
welcome.
Ago, and I've just like been binging through the episodes the last couple of weeks.
Wow. What are some highlights? Really fun.
Actually,
it doesn't give you a throbbing headache like one of our reviewers said.
No, as soon as you guys gave Allie a microphone, I feel like that helped. there were a few times where it was like, oh my God, she's yelling, but it was all too funny.
It is true, though. Allie, at the beginning, we just didn't know your levels yet. At the beginning, we didn't know your levels.
We were still trying to figure out my booming voice in the beginning.
She's very passionate.
Yeah. But it's good. No, really, what got me hooked was the Elisa Lam episode. I know everybody says that, but that was like just crazy. My boyfriend had like just shown me that video, and I was like, it's just
that so video is
creepy. So
creepy.
It is crazy.
Like, it gave me nightmares.
Where are you? Where in the world are you?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Taylor Swift country.
It is Taylor Swift country. Town. Well, thank you so much for being a listener. We so appreciate you, and keep on listening.
Yes, I will. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Someone in the chat just said, one day I'm going to call into this show and explain what it was like having a long-term relationship with someone I met while confined in a mental hospital.
Yes. Okay.
Oh my God. Someone says, Melissa, I have a breaking Sherry Papini news for you.
Put her in. Who? Who said that? Where?
Dab Mommy. I don't know if your real name is Dab Mommy, but who? What is the story?
Should we let someone into the chat for now until we get that story? Maria, you look great.
This is Daniel.
Daniel, my brother, you are stronger than me. Do you still feel the pain of the scars that don't heal you as am I?
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, sorry.
You sent in a ghost story, didn't you?
I have, yeah. Oh, there
I recognize your voice.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, hey.
Hey. That's weird. Oh, we're matching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic.
All right, I have like blood on my face because my wife made me shave for this. She didn't want anyone to see me, but it's nothing nothing sinister. Just a little blood.
Jeb's not going to be upset at you?
No, I
don't. Oh, no.
No, big fan.
Where are you calling from, Daniel?
I live right outside of D.C. in Prince George's County, Maryland, home of where the Exorcist story came from. That's like probably my biggest. Is
it a true story?
Yeah, it's based on a kid who went to, he lived in Cottage City, Maryland, and he went to like this private Catholic school. And I think Gonzaga, which is like one of our local.
Oh, yeah. Schools.
Yeah. And so they changed a lot of stuff. But that's like probably my biggest. I grew up spooky, you know, because of that. And I had it.
Maria, we literally like covered it in an episode.
I don't listen to these. When are you going to realize it? I don't listen.
I honestly don't remember either. I don't remember half the shit we talk about.
So fucked up. So what do you have any, I know you already sent in a ghost story and you can tell a little bit of it if for people who haven't heard it before, but sure. Do you have anything spooky to tell us?
Yeah. So I grew up Catholic too. I don't believe in anything anymore. But I worked at this convent / child center that I like went to when I was a 2-year-old. And then I started working there at like 12, and a lot of like weird stuff happened there. And the one story that I told once at like a zine fest in DC was that, you know, it was like me and my brother and a couple of friends that worked there together. And we would like stay on weekends, watch these nuns' dogs. And one night there was a storm and the power went out, and they had this big dog named Sammy. And like, she started running to the front door and like barking. And I'm abbreviating this because like, there's a lot more detail, but like, she was running to that door. And then at the other end of the building, there was like a little trash yard where you could like take the trash out. And then she would like, she'd bark at one door. We'd go check that door. No one was there. She would run to the other side of the building, bark at the other door. And this like went on and on. And my brother and I eventually like locked both doors, freaked out, like picked this dog up and carried her upstairs, which is like where we would sleep when we were there. And the power was out. We didn't want to go down into the basement because like towards the end, she started barking down. Like there was a staircase that went down to that trash yard door. And then if you kept going one more landing, like one more turn down the stairs, it went into a basement, which was like a couple of classrooms and like the laundry room and the boiler room. So the fuse box was in the boiler room. And we were like, no, we're not going down there. Like we're both chicken shit and didn't want to do it in the night. So we were going to wait till the next morning. And like, you know, the storm passes. The next morning we go down, we change the fuse. Power comes back on, and Monday morning there was this woman that worked with us, She like comes in and she was like, how did you guys do over the weekend? Because people knew when we were staying there. And she was like, yeah, me and my boyfriend drove by on like, the storm was Saturday night. And then we talked to her Monday morning. She was like, yeah, we drove by Saturday night and we were going to come fuck with you guys and like try to scare you. But we saw you guys in the basement with flashlights or something, like looking around. So
no,
we didn't want to come in and mess with
I'm
you guys.
I'm gonna cry.
And like we never went to the basement. So yeah, that was like one of the most chilling things that happened there, out of many. But yeah, it was weird. The whole situation was very weird.
My God, you have to find out if someone died in there or something. You have to find out.
There was a plantation there. I did a bunch of research. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the podcast Spooked, which is like started as an NPR thing and now it's its own thing. It's very good for ghost stories, not to plug another podcast, but I was talking to them about like trying to get on there and in talking with one of their producers, because I'm a historian, so I did a lot of property. Yeah, professional.
Oh my God, I can't believe you can handle our podcast.
It's great. It's really great.
So many inaccuracies.
Even when I've heard of some of the stuff that you guys talk about before, it's always just like, you know, a refreshing spin on it. So
that's
a good one.
That's a unique spin, all right.
That's a unique spin on that on that history.
I mean it sincerely, but yeah. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Daniel, you're the best. Thank you so much for that story. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Daniel.
A unique spin.
That scared me.
That is really fucking scary. I do not fuck with basements. Maria? Oh
what?
My God. Maria. I thought that was like the horror story that's out right now, the host where all of a sudden you disappear.
Look, web crawler stickers.
Those are so good.
Those look amazing.
So good.
They come in different sizes. I got two sizes. This is way too big. Look how
that's pretty
big. I like that. You could put that on your skateboard,
your car.
Surfboard.
Yeah, or your skateboard. Sticker. Jenny!
Hi, Jenny!
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited that I got through.
We're excited to have you. Thank you for calling in.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York in the Finger Lakes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Finger Lakes.
So it's kind of near like Rochester, New York, if you've heard of that.
I've heard of Rochester.
Allie, I love your blue hair.
Oh, thank you. I meant to dye it pastel blue, and it's like
it does look pretty pastel.
Yeah. No.
What some else of would a look pastel blue be? I don't.
Okay,
understand.
So this is pastel, but like this is like
a teal.
Yeah, it's like see, it's supposed to be this color, but most of it's that.
I mean, that looks.
It's super fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So I have a spooky story, but I also wanted to tell you guys that my husband and I, he's here with me. That's Alex.
Hi.
We started listening to you guys right at the start of all the pandemic craziness. We were in Italy we were on vacation in Italy, and I think we were one of the last flights out of Italy right when shut down. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We had no idea. And so we landed in New York City on March 10th, and late at night, we had all these texts from our family members telling us like, oh my God, did you get out okay? And we were like, what? Yeah.
Oh
and then
God.
We found out that everything shut down.
My God.
So we had a 6-hour drive home, and we just started binging your episodes, and we were hooked immediately. And that you guys have been so much fun getting us through quarantine. So wanted to say thank you.
Oh,
that's
thank
so
you.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad
so nice.
We're glad you guys got to get home. That's crazy.
Yeah. We were very lucky. We were healthy. Everything was great, but it was an interesting time for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can only imagine. So what's your scary story?
Okay, so on another trip that we took, we were a few years ago, we did a cruise that left out of New Orleans. And the day that we came back, we had one more night before we flew home. So I booked us this like cheap motel by the airport, you know, just to save a few bucks. And, you know, it had a pool. And so I'm thinking, okay, we can relax. And so we're relaxing at the pool, and we hear screaming, just like it sounded like, yeah, like a domestic disturbance or something, people yelling at each other. And so we went to our rooms and we were like, you know what? Enough relaxing by the pool. Let's go where there's a door with a lock. And went to bed, whatever. We woke up early, like at 3 or 4 a.m. in the middle of the night to get to the airport to catch our flight. And as we open the door and we're walking outside, there are policemen everywhere with flashlights. And they asked us, did you hear anything last night? And
yes.
We're like, yeah, we actually heard some yelling. And they were like, oh, well, did you hear anything else? And we were like, well, no. And there were bloody footprints. Like footprints of blood on the ground, just walking around the whole, like outside the motel. And then nobody, like we never found out what happened.
News for like weeks.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We couldn't find anything, but it was like screaming and then footprints of blood. So like, what do you think?
Oh my God.
Wait, not so that it like led up to. The footprints led up to one of the landings, and there was like
a your door.
Of blood.
There was a puddle of blood.
Yeah, they said that there was a puddle of blood on one of the landings, and then well, and remember, the guy had to call us a cab. He like rushed us away from the police. He had to call us a cab, and he was telling us these like awkward stories about his wife, how his wife killed his dog or something, and it was really really sad.
What?
And we were just like,
oh my God,
Monica.
Yeah,
that is so horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, so the lesson learned is like always pay for a nicer hotel.
Hell yes, that's Maria's biggest belief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. How did I start my review to the Princeville? I said, please.
Yes, do not stay at the Travel Best Motel.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, there is blood everywhere.
Please.
Oh my God. Well, that is insane. That wins as one of our craziest stories yet. Thank you so much for calling in. And we're so glad you guys are safe and home and okay.
Thank you. And this is, real quick, this is Obi. He just wanted to say hi to Asher.
Hi.
I think they would be friends.
Hi, Obi. Oh, look, bud.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hi, Obi. Allie, Asher doesn't like you doing that in front of the cameras, remember?
He doesn't like it. Sorry.
Too bad.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you. Nice. Love you.
Bye.
Yeah, what was that? That was
So in the comments, Cheyenne, who had the Sherry Papini update. She said, so I'm from Reading, where Sherry is from, and they're making a documentary, and they asked to speak to my boyfriend for the documentary.
Oh, well, let me do this, because she's in the waiting room. Cheyenne?
Hi. Oh, there you are. Hello. Oh, my God, a dog.
So they reached out to my man for this documentary because there's a theory alleged that it's something to do that she was a trimmer as far as like marijuana.
Yes, I know all about that.
Yeah, so a lot of people from Reading, like I grew up there from there, mm-hmm. That's a big, you know, source of income. And I
think
that is the theory. So this documentary wants to speak to a girl.
That's where she was.
Yes. Yes, she's from Reading.
Oh,
whoa.
Because allegedly that was a rumor too from the beginning that there was some sort of shady something with the marijuana.
Yeah, there was something with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so.
Where are you calling from right now?
I'm in Sacramento. So it's like 2 hours south of Reading. And so, yeah, we moved here a few years ago. But originally, I wanted to call for a while just because you guys have been so into cults lately, you know.
Yes.
Who isn't?
Who's not?
But there's this huge church in Reading, and it's the Church of Supernatural Ministries. Like, this is all real, and it's like a mega church, like disguised like Christian. But it's a full-on cult. Like, I swear to God, it's a cult. Like, a straight-up cult. I could go on for days. I'll try not to.
What is it called again?
It's called Bethel. It's called Bethel. And like, if you dive into YouTube, you could look at like, there's like, it's raining glitter, and like the people of the church believe that they're making this glitter rain. Oh, they believe that they can heal you with the power of prayer. So if like you're anywhere alone and there's like, they're like my age, like millennials, they're like, oh, Jesus told me that your knee's hurting and I should pray for you. Or one told me, Jesus said you don't need to be so promiscuous.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And
holy
so
shit.
It's really, but like the leader drives an Aston Martin and he like conveys.
That's always the problem.
Yep.
Right? And then like convince the congregation that this was a gift. But people, students come from all over the world. Like they pay money to live in Reading out of all places, and like their housing and tuition to get a degree in supernatural ministries. Like it's,
wow,
it's really weird. And I worked at like a local gym for a while, and the leader went there. Like a ton of people went there because they got a discount. And it was just crazy to see like the different amount of like students, because it's like they really are just like lost, and it's like the total cult, like, ideal person. And it's really crazy, but like the leader just like won't even look at you. Bill Johnson is his name, and
we're gonna look into this.
I'm writing this down
every day. Like
I would just hate to be like around them when they throw that glitter, and it I would just
glitter
be, like,
it should be illegal.
Yeah, it should.
Get it off. And it's like, not that.
Yeah, like, I'm going to heal your knee. And then, like, it's like,
glitter is, it just gets everywhere. You open up, my mom used to put glitter in cards. You'd open up and just go everywhere.
What are we, terrorism, Melissa?
I was going to say, it's an act of terrorism.
Do you remember those glitter bombs? Do you remember glitter bombs that you could send to people?
No,
it's horrible.
That's not right.
You could send glitter bombs to people. It was like,
oh my god, this is crazy. How do you pronounce your name, Cheyenne?
Cheyenne.
Yes. Thank you so much. We're gonna do an episode on this.
Yes,
this is crazy.
Thank you.
Great job. There's so much to get into. I follow like this Facebook page called Bethel Memes. They get like
Bevel memes. My god.
Yeah, but it's like they have
church memes
stuff. Yeah, church memes. But definitely
love church memes.
That's what happened. Thank you guys.
Oh my
Thanks
god,
so
no
much,
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Wow. I'm making it so people can see Asher a little more.
I'm letting in Rachel, and Rachel was here last week, but her audio didn't work, remember?
Oh, her audio's working now.
It's working now, and we're finally going to get to pick Rachel's brain.
We can hear it. Hi!
Yay, Rachel, how are you?
Oh, my dog's fine.
Hi! Another puppy, Bubba.
There's Leia back there.
It's another puppy.
Wow, two doggies. Where are you from?
I live in Milwaukee, but I'm from Chicago area.
Chicago. Chicago podcast.
I actually grew up off Cuba Road, about 2 miles. From the White Cemetery.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
I visited the White Cemetery with Craig because we visited Chicago a couple months ago, and I was right there. I saw it all. It's
just right by my neighborhood. My cousin and I used to get high and drive down there, drive down Rainbow Road, try to find some stuff. Never saw anything. There's a lot.
The house that Craig saw, that house with the lights in the windows, that scared me.
I'm so glad
that you saw something, because I hadn't heard that yet. You guys, I'm shaking. I'm so nervous.
Oh, no.
What was that?
Was that a ghost?
Oh, that's my dog. She's always dropping bones. So.
Oh, my God. I thought it was some sort of specter. Have you guys seen that? Did you guys watch Host yet? That movie on Shudder?
Yes.
If anyone has a Shudder account, you should really watch it. But it's about a Zoom seance gone wrong, and I'm not joking. Ever since I've seen that movie, I'm like afraid of Zoom.
It is just scary. It's like that movie Unfriended. Have you seen Unfriended? Yes. It's very similar to that.
Now?
You can get a free Shudder account, then you cancel it after a week.
Then just cancel it.
Free.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Guys, yeah. I have an overactive imagination. I can't do
it's scary so movies. Scary.
Oh my God,
it's
then don't, because really I'm actually, I like never been afraid of horror movies. I watch them like every night before I go to bed. And this is the first horror movie I watched where I was like, legit.
Like the whole time you're just like waiting for something to like pop out. It was really well done.
Anyways, that's why that bone dropping really scared me. Sorry. Do you have a comment, a concern, spooky tale?
Well, I have a comment. I'm a food scientist, actually.
Oh, was everything my friend said wrong? It's okay if it was.
Everything was pretty good except for the MSG thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There is MSG in everything?
We've heard that. Yeah.
Well, no, because he said MSG was bad.
Wait, okay, yeah, Rachel, go ahead. We have so many MSG thoughts. Just please. Okay.
He said that someone got cancer by sitting on a bag of MSG. And that sounds
wrong. I don't know.
It is in a lot of stuff, and it's perfectly safe if you're eating it in moderation, just like salt. Yeah. So, and then I listened to the mailbag, and Craig had all these things about grocery store labels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is he wrong?
As far as I know, no, he's wrong.
Oh my God. Oh, he's going to freak out when I tell him. What do I say?
There was an article that just came out about selling, you know, food to grocery stores.
Oh, I'm not sure how Trader Joe's does it. That's probably right. And there might be some companies, but the bigger companies, like I used to work for Nestle in the pizza division. We weren't, you know, selling out line time to other companies, but there are companies that's what they do, is make private label, which is what the grocery store label is called.
Oh.
And so they'll make, sometimes you'll see the same pizza at Target under the Target label and under another grocery store label. And it's from the same company. Or I used to work for a company that makes fruit preparation for yogurt. So we would get requests from Kroger to match Dannon's peach. And we would, we might actually already make that. And so we would just do it to match their price. So we might use less fruit or something like that, or take out any proprietary ingredients. So,
whoa,
that's cool.
Food science. That's great. That's so cool you do that.
We probably should have had you on instead of my neighbor who is now makes music videos for Blink 182 and did food science for a few months. we get what we can get sometimes.
Go to school for and
that's listen. We just got to follow the web crawler's way.
Yeah, a unique spin. Our unique spin.
This is Allie's neighbor.
And then one more thing, you guys actually inspired me to see a medium. Or talk to a medium.
Tell us everything.
So my husband actually died in February of this year.
Rachel, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. It's been, of course, very tough with everything going on. And I feel like he's been sending me messages, like little things here and there. Like, and I actually put this in an email to you guys. I got a notification on my phone of a notes that was titled with his name that I had made with a list, but I deleted it. And then I got a notification. So it came up and it said James on it. And I was like, that's weird. And then I got into my car. This was before we went into shutdown. I got into my car after seeing my therapist for the first time since he died. And there was like a little 10-cent euro in the middle, like in the center console that I saw there. And he used to travel to Europe all the time for work. And that just came up out of nowhere. That was not in there before. So he kept sending, like, I felt like he was sending messages, but they were all little things that could be explained away. So when you guys had, what was it, Jessica on?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, I'm so interested in this. And, but she was of course booked up, and someone brought up a medium they've seen in this widow group I'm in. And so I talked to her, and it was amazing, and it felt so good to like get these messages. And she knew stuff like that I, because he was in the hospital before he died, and he was unconscious. And I talked to him. The doctors were like, "Talk to him; he can hear you." I'm like, "Okay, I'm sure he can. I guess I don't know." And she brought up stuff. The medium brought up stuff that I said in the hospital.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that I didn't.
I'm
going to
cry.
I am crying. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Cry. That's so beautiful. Amazing, guys. If you guys didn't have the Jessica on, I don't know if I would have even taken that step. And it was amazing. And I'll probably go to another one because it was really cool.
Oh my God, well, that's cool. I'm so glad you gave that gift to yourself. That's so amazing. Yeah. And email us if you go to any more. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I 100% believe that those are absolutely messages that he's sending you 2000%. Mm-hmm. And keep your eyes open for them because I 100% believe that.
I do too. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Of course.
And I'll call you guys with my friend's haunted story of the house she lived in Lake Zurich in Illinois. So,
Oh my God, please do.
Great.
I don't want to take up all your time. So,
Rachel, thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you. Right,
thanks, guys.
Bye. We love you, Rachel.
Bye.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
Gonna cry.
Oh, look at all the hearts in the chat. That's so nice.
Oh, everyone's so nice.
I love the chat. People are, that's so nice. Above in the chat, people were saying too that they want to do web crawlers meetups. People were saying that they live in the same cities and want to meet up with each other.
No, you can't.
Not now. Later.
Oh, right. I forgot about Corona. I forgot about
The pandemic.
After the pandemic.
6 feet apart in a park outside.
Oh my God. I totally believe in that stuff. I don't want to
You don't want to what?
Mind. But I told, okay, this is perfect.
It's
great. Because I was going to say I shouldn't tell the story I was going to tell.
And this is a sign that you shouldn't.
Yes. Yeah, this is.
Drive-in meetups. Nate B said drive-in meetups. That's a good.
Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing
good.
So
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Yeah, nice.
Sick.
Yeah, it's funny that you guys mentioned eye makeup today because I had to go out and I had a mask on the whole time. So I just did my eye makeup.
Your
That's why the rest
great.
Of my face it looks lovely. Ridiculous.
No, it looks good.
No, it looks great.
But makeup my eyes quarantine look bizarre. Fire.
Yeah, they really do. Do you have a spooky story, question, comment, concern?
Concern.
I have a scary story. First of all, I want to say thank God you guys did everyday episodes during the beginning of quarantine. Like, that was like, because we're in New Jersey, so we're like super, super, super locked down in the beginning, and it was rough. So
I can
to like be able to like laugh and everything was like so awesome.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you.
That's nice. Other thing I wanted to say was early on in the podcast when Maria had the demon voice.
Oh my God.
I was at work listening to the podcast and I was laughing so hard. I had to get up. Like, people were like, what's happening? I had to get up and phone it off. I was dying.
That audio, that was probably the hardest I have laughed, no joke, in my life.
Like, that's when I had COVID. That's when I thought, I think that I brought COVID to America.
That's
real.
Right.
Because I couldn't talk for like 3 months.
That was like November, right?
Yes. I was patient zero.
I honestly think you might have. That's crazy. You did have all the symptoms. It was your lungs. You had like bronchitis. You were coughing. You had like a sore throat.
And then that demon came out of me. What if everyone had COVID, a demon came out of them?
That episode would have been like 30 minutes longer if I had to edit that. It was just us laughing for like a half hour.
That was so crazy.
Oh my God.
I still, like, even when I think about it, I die.
Like, I sometimes listen to that audio and I just like start crying laughing.
They don't.
Oh my God.
They don't. Well, you know, anyway. I was very sick.
So I do have a ghost story. So one night, just randomly, I woke up at like 3 in the morning. I was like groggy. I looked over at like the doorway of my room and I saw like a figure, like a black figure walk by. And I was just like, nope, not dealing with that. Go back to sleep, go back to sleep, go back to sleep. Right. So then I wake up the next day and I say to my husband, like, you know, there was a ghost in here last night, thinking that he's going to be like, all right, Kim, whatever. And he goes, yeah, I know. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know? And he's
yeah,
like,
I know.
He's like, yeah. He goes, well, I woke up because somebody was touching my head and I thought it was you. And I turned over and you were the other way, fast asleep.
Just
for a second, I want you guys to think about this because I'm just thinking about this. Think of the feeling of someone touching your head and knowing no one's there. That is so creepy.
Yeah, it was insane. So what we did was we were just like, hey, ghost. Like,
hey, ghost.
It's cool that you're here. We love it. If you mess with the dog, like, totally fine. But, like, could you maybe not mess with us while we're sleeping? Because it's scary. And it stopped. So.
Oh. Wow, what a considerate ghost.
That is so crazy.
Not all ghosts.
I wonder, like, why he had to touch your... Yeah, not all ghosts. I wonder, like, why he had to touch your head. And then you were like, you know, you need to stop doing that. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, no problem.
So we had just got engaged. So we think that it was his, like, great aunt, like, just saying, like, you know, I'm here. Like, I see. Congratulations. Because, like, it was ironic that it was, like, right after that. So
you should just say, just get us a toaster. You don't need to be touching us.
Just give us a toaster and print the face of Mary in a piece of toast. Yeah, like Jesus toast.
Grilled Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's fucking amazing. Well, thank you so much for this story, Kimberly. Yeah, that's terrifying. And now we're all going to have nightmares forever about sleep ghosts.
Sorry, guys.
Sleep ghosts.
Bye, Kimberly. Bye. Thanks so much.
I don't like ghosts.
I'm not a huge fan. But I think, like, for most ghosts, if you literally say, like, go away, I don't want you here, they will legit go away.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God, you're letting a boy in?
Yeah.
Crit, short for critical.
critical
Jones.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Tyra Mail.
Whatever's happening now, I love it.
Hey, Crit, how's it going?
What's up?
Oh, it's you guys again.
It's the Epstein Island boys.
Maria's getting sweet kisses.
I love White Claw. I've been drinking White Claw like it's LaCroix. Like, really? I just drink it when I'm thirsty. Yeah, it's really good. Have you had it, Melissa?
No.
Melissa, it's LaCroix, but it's alcoholic. It's like...
Oh, I'm in.
It tastes like water.
We invited our best friend into the web callers.
They, so it's over.
Hi.
They gave me a crash course. They told me the best podcast to listen to, the best stories, and I fell in heart. All have been like a part of my quarantine moment. Like, I listen when I go to the beach. It's like an hour and a half commute, and like, I put y'all on, and I love it.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy. Wait, so what is your scary story? We got to know now.
Okay, so when I was younger, I'm from Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Okay.
My mom was like very like in tune with like energy and like spirits, and like she always like felt things, and like she was the one who was always like quick to like mention that she felt something. She would always be like, I feel something. We lived in this apartment. It was like my mom, my brother, my sister, and I. And it's just like right on the water, like coquina shell, just like really weird. Like the apartment was like, it had a weird vibe.
Yeah,
I love it.
The story, or like the first like moment where I was like, something's happening here. She was like, do you hear that? Do you hear that? And I went into her bedroom, and it was like the sound of somebody snoring in the closet. It was like just a closed closet, but you could hear like a weird, like heavy breathing, like snoring sound.
No.
I'm 5 years old. I don't know what's happening. And so like, that was that. There was like a weird feeling in the air. Like you just felt it. But like my story is just like, you know, so I like woke up I was like 5 or 6. I like woke up in the middle of the night, and I like was walking down our hallway, and we didn't have any pets, but like I saw this like apparition of a dog, and I was just like, oh my God. I was like, am I dreaming? Is this like a dream? Am I like actually awake? Like I wasn't sure. So like I went to pet this dog, and my hand fell through. Right? Because I was just like, okay, nothing happened. And then again, when I went to pet it for the second time, I like actually made contact with
a physical dog. Oh no.
And I was like, we don't have a dog. What is that?
I don't have a dog.
We don't have an animal. We're not responsible enough to have pets. I was like,
we don't have a dog. Like,
I made contact with something, and then I was like so freaked out. I just like ran to my room and like pulled the covers on my head, like the classic like child movie. It was like, I'm okay. You just want to like tune yourself out of everything. But
how strange! Shit. You don't hear about like ghost dogs too
much.
Yeah,
you do. Not enough.
I don't know if it was like a manifestation of like I wanted a dog for so long. I don't know.
That's pretty intense. If you manifested something you could actually feel.
That's crazy.
Wow, you should try that more often. See if you could like fully manifest something.
That's like the secret.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like Eat, Pray, Love. Julia Roberts did it.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wait, but no joke, like not to make this too supernatural, but remember John Tenney and Greg and Dana Newkirk said that there's actually people who believe that, what are they called? Like
Talmas or Dolma?
No, Dolmas are grape leaves in Greek.
Grape leaves. Tulpas.
Tulpas.
Tulpas. So good.
Tulpas for life. Yeah, tulpas are thought forms where if you believe in something enough or want to manifest it enough, you can make it into real life.
Like you could manifest a dolma. Like,
that feeling of just like, you know, deja vu, like constantly feeling something happen.
Yeah.
I remember talking to a woman once who told me that I like apparate in my dreams because I have so many feelings of deja vu. So I don't know if this is like tied into that.
Yes.
I'm like bouncing around. Like, I think I'm a clairvoyant. I don't want to say that.
I think you are too.
I think you are.
Maybe you're a super manifester. I honestly think that you should lean into this. Yeah. This is your.
He doesn't have that white claw in his hand. That's all. That's not real.
Sponsored by Lemon.
I'm manifested that.
Yeah, you honestly, that wasn't there when we started talking. Holy shit, that's crazy. Well, guys. Yeah,
literally, like, I felt this dog and we didn't have a pet. It was so crazy. And I think that's where all my mania has started. I'm always afraid. I'm always thinking. I wake up at like 3 a.m. every night and I'm just like, what woke me up?
That's a witching hour.
Oh my God.
It's a witching hour, Allie.
Will you, for the next week, try to like manifest something or do something spooky and then call in next week and let us know like what happens?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sure. Okay, we will talk to you. We have a date next week, Friday, 5 p.m. Bye, guys. Bye. Love you. Epstein Island boys.
Yeah.
I love
They're
them.
Fun. They're amazing. Wait, Dana Wicken said our dog who died haunted our house.
Oh, my God. Dana. Oh, my God.
Sammy.
This has gone by really fast. It's almost 6.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We do this all day. We do a 24-hour one.
I would do one that's like an hour and a half.
Sure. I do. It's like an hour and 50.
Sammy!
Hello, Sammy!
Hi, Sammy! Oh, my God. I'm such a huge fan. You have no idea. Like, I'm about to cry right now.
Oh, no! We're huge fans of you!
Where are you? Where are you from?
I'm actually from Reno, Nevada.
Oh,
whoa. Yeah. Holy Reno's shit. The biggest little city in the, isn't that what it is? The biggest little city in the world, yeah.
Oh, Sammy, we love you. We're so excited that you're here.
I like listen to your guys' podcast over and over again. Like, I'll be at the gym, and rather than listen to music like normal people, I'm like, I'm gonna listen to my girls talking about like goats and human voices and Allie's sexual path or whatever. You know.
That's it. You got it. I think you covered all the topics.
Oh, that makes us so happy.
Maria, you might actually be interested in this. You remember Ghost Adventures? Because you watched that, right?
I love Ghost Adventures. Yeah, Zach Bagans.
Yeah. You remember that couple that went to Virginia City with him?
No.
I forgot that. Well, they were at Virginia City and they caught the EVP of them. Like, I forgot their names, but actually, they end up murdering each other, I guess.
Wait, I think I know this.
Yeah.
Wait, the husband and wife that went with Zach Bagans, they ended up murdering
Okay, so what happened was, yeah, I actually lived down the street from where it was like a murder suicide. I live like down the street from the apartments that it happened.
No way.
Wait, I think I've heard about that. Didn't they say like there was some, they like thought that they like brought something back or like dangerous or something spooky happened afterwards? And then they ended up they thought that there was some sort of demon or something in the house that they brought back and then ended up doing some weird murder suicide after.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But I also heard that they had like domestic problems in the past.
Yeah, Sammy, I think that's more likely what happened, Allie.
Well,
since I lived down the street from it, I decided to be, you know, an investigator and I tried to go down the street, but they had the entire neighborhood blocked off because it was like a standoff. And
oh my God. Yeah,
so I had to find out on the news that they ended up dying. So, but yeah, it was like literally down the street.
Mark and Debbie Constantino.
Yeah, them. Yeah. It was at their daughter's apartment or something. Yeah. Like they ended up killing each other or like it was like a murder suicide. But it was like down the street. I could drive there in like 2 minutes and it's right there.
Creepy, man. God, that's a good way to get away with like murdering someone and being like, I went to this haunted house and something got into me.
Claiming insanity. Yeah.
But what happened with the Amityville Horror guy? Did he get an insanity plea?
That wasn't real.
That's not real.
Whatever, he tried to, but they didn't. They're like, nah, bruh.
Nah, bruh. Oh, my God.
That's
fucking crazy. Creepy.
But that's not what I call it. I just decided that was a little fun fact. Like, hey, I live down the street from where, like, the paranormal guys ended up dying.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Sammy, the chat is saying we love Sammy.
Good. Finally, someone loves me.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah. And I also live like 30 minutes outside of Tahoe where like you guys were talking about that cult. But I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. So.
And I also live 30 minutes outside of Virginia City, so I could just go either or.
Careful, Sammy. Careful. You're going in the center of a territory. Yeah.
Devil's Triangle.
Yes, you know. Why not? My God.
Sammy, you're best. Thank you so much for calling in. You. We so appreciate it.
I wanted to tell you guys a story, but
tell us the story.
Well, actually, I was going to let you guys choose between two stories that I had, and okay. I could just call next week. I'll just let you guys choose based on the title that I give you.
Okay.
So, story one is titled, My Cousin's Intuition Saved Our Lives, or The Reason Why I Pray Every Night. You guys could choose which one.
And whoa.
I can call next week to tell the other one.
The first one?
Yeah, tell the first one now. Cousin? I like the first one. Yeah, the cousin, the cousin one. Yeah. Okay, yeah. What's that one?
Okay, so this happened years ago when I was 16. I went to Mexico because that's where I'm from, and I went to go visit my family down there. And it was my first time going by myself. Like, my parents sent me away. They're like, "Go have fun." I'm like, "Okay." Mm-hmm. So I was with my two cousins at their house, and I was bored. And they're like, "Hey, let's go down to this park. We live like 7 minutes away from it." I'm like, "Okay." So we went down to the park. It was at nighttime, by the way. So we went down to the park, and you know, we had fun, blah blah blah. And then when we were walking back, we were like at the street corner, like right where like their neighborhood starts to happen. And we were talking about, okay, what should we do next? And me and my cousin, we were like trying to debate on where we should go. And then out of nowhere, my other cousin, her sister, was like, "No way, guys, we should go home right now." And we're like, "Why?" And because she's like, "Just trust me, we need to go home right now." And her face made us, you know, say, "Okay, we have to go home now." So, you know, it took us 7 minutes to get home. And right when we got to their house, we heard gunshots and like screeching tires. Holy and we're like, okay, my cousins were like, "Oh, that happens here a lot. So let's just go inside and stay away from the windows because sometimes bullets fly through." And I'm like, "Okay." So the next morning at breakfast, it was me and my cousins. We went downstairs, and then my aunt was like, "Hey, did you guys hear about they found a dead body over the street?" I'm like, "Oh, really? Where?" She's like, "Yeah, it was right here at this corner." And it's right exactly at the corner where me and my cousins were standing at.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Long story short, I honestly think my cousin, something told my cousin to, "You guys need to go home right now." I think my cousin saved our lives because if we were standing there like those extra 7 minutes that it took us to get home, I probably wouldn't be here right now because they found the guy. Like, it was a guy. He got shot, and then they ran him over. So that's what we heard, the gunshots, and then the screeching was him getting run over.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
That is fucking
Thank
nuts.
God for your cousin. God.
Seriously. A lot of psychic people. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to the other story next week. Make sure you call in again.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to stalk you guys like crazy.
Finally.
Stalker stalking stalker.
That's all I've wanted. That's all I've ever wanted.
Thank you,
Thanks
Sammy.
Thanks so much, Sammy.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love you.
Oh my God.
We've got
God.
Four people in the waiting room, but it's 9 o'clock, but we should just continue, right?
6 o'clock.
Oh, sorry. Six.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Maria, you just
it was upside down.
Where you are.
It was upside down.
Yeah, but we could do
a couple more. And if we don't get to you guys. Ooh, Charlotte.
Ooh, nice photo. Is that the Grand Canyon or is it mountain? Could be mountain literally anywhere.
Mountain?
Is it the Grand Canyon or is it mountain?
It was somewhere in Utah.
I was gonna say it looks like Zion.
Oh my God, what is that? Hang on.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I didn't. I didn't mean to pick this cosmic background.
Oh, that's okay. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think it looks cool.
Where are you calling from?
Mulholland and Beverly Glen.
Oh,
real close.
Oh, local.
LA, baby.
LA, baby.
Sorry if I cough. I'm getting over COVID.
Oh my
no,
God.
You are not.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Like what was it like?
They think that I got it. There was a Ralph's outbreak. Hang on. How do I quickly kill this background? It's very okay. distracting.
Well, you have to come down from outer space.
Yeah.
Sorry, can't.
It's gonna take a couple of days.
I'm on so many meds, I never can. So they think it was the Ralph, like Studio City Ralph's. There was a big outbreak. That's the only place that I would go to besides like the Gelson's and Sherman Oaks or the Laurel Canyon like market.
Oh my God.
And they were fine.
Oh my
and,
God.
Like it just, I thought I was having allergies for a couple days. And then like one morning I woke up and I was just like gasping. And this was about a month ago. And, I took my temperature and it was 103.
Oh,
I was I was like, I sincerely felt like I was so careful. I had not had any human contact. Like, the cashiers at Ralph's, and there were people at Ralph's that were coming in with masks on and then immediately pulling them down.
Oh no.
And people were like, hey, you're like purposefully getting really close to people and stuff. And they'd be like, no, we're not. And they were like calling staff over to deal with it. And they were just, you know, out. This staff couldn't do anything but be like, you know, you've got to pull your mask off. And they, as soon as the staff would walk away, they just pull it back down. And I was like, I got to get out of here like right away. And I was like, well, I'll never go to that Ralph's again.
Yeah.
And then it was just like days later. And I started like coughing a bunch of stuff up too. Once like that happened and then like my whole body and like it felt like my ribs were glass and like my lungs could not like expand without like the glass breaking and like going in. And it feels like right here, like through your sternum, like when you breathe in, like the knife goes like down in, and when you breathe out, it like goes out. And so it's like you're kind of screwed either way, like whether you exhale or inhale, like it's gonna, otherwise it's just gonna be fast or slow, it's still the same pain.
Oh my God.
And so they had me go to a drive-through test out in like Panorama City.
Mm-hmm.
And they did like the nose like way up into my brain.
Ooh.
And 4 or 5 days went by. And I like didn't even want to tell my parents on the East Coast because they would just start freaking out.
Yeah, right.
And I finally got, I like woke up to like a call over and over, and I didn't recognize the number. I usually ignore that. And I was like, oh God, it's probably the results. And it was. And they were like, you tested positive for it's the SARS, you know, something. And then on the COVID. So, and they then set up like virtual appointments with doctors and nurses, and they were really trying to convince me at first to come into the hospital, but they sent me this kit that had like I have to keep like this oxygen thing on. Whoa. And like if it goes below 90, I have to like call 911 and have an ambulance come. And it's done it a couple times, and I denied the ambulance because I honestly when I kind of spoke up about this on social media, like so many people had posted so many horror stories of like, once you're at the hospital, like you're a goner. Like,
really?
That's it. Like, you'll be there and you'll be there alone.
Yeah.
And like, who's gonna, and like, I have two dogs and like, who's gonna take care of them? This is Dingo. He's like below my feet.
Dingo! That's a good dog name.
Yeah.
And then Charlie's, and so I was like, well, I just felt like it really got so dark and so bad that I was like, I'd rather just like die in my bed here and like be able to be on the phone instead of like going to the hospital. And that like might have been a stupid decision, but like ultimately the medicine they put me on, and I want to be clear here that when I brought up the controversial medicine being talked about, my doctor, my team of doctors and nurses literally got offended. And they were like, one of the nurses said, if this was an effective treatment, do you honestly think I'd be denying my daughter and her husband right now and possibly putting their kids at risk? Like this is, we're so tired of like people wasting our time. And I'm like, and I was like, you know, and they're like, so what they did was it was oral steroids, inhaled steroids, and prednisone and albuterol, and then two other ones I can't pronounce the names of.
Yeah.
Diflucan for the huge amount of antibiotics they put on to break up whatever they could in my lungs. And then codeine cough syrup and Guafa scent, whatever that is that's in it. I'm still tripping out over this background. Like, I feel like my meds are making me.
You look great. It really compliments your hair. It looks great.
Yeah.
Holy
this is where I'm
shit.
Fucking moving.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So it's been a month.
So it's been a month, and I haven't had a fever of over 102 in 2 weeks. And so my mom got cleared because there was a blood relative, if I don't have a spouse, to come, and I live alone with just these two dogs, to be able to take me to these lung specialist appointments, because my lungs are just at like 60 right now, oxygen, and they think they can get it up, or I don't know the exact number, but they can think they can get it up like a good 15%, but it's clear from the scar tissue and stuff that I'm never gonna like be like fully there breathing wise.
Oh my God.
So I'm trying to like stay positive and parlay this into like, okay, I like things aren't the way that I can like, I'm just agitated at the anti-mask stuff. Yeah. In Laguna Beach at a gas station, I was wearing a mask and a guy ripped it off my face holding his phone and called me a libtard. Like, what?
Fucking serious?
And I had never been to Orange County before that. And I was like,
Oh my God, this is crazy.
In like the Bravo sphere, TLC sphere with those kind of characters. Like, I've always watched Real Housewives OC and been like, it can't really be like that. And then,
Charlotte, do you have a Venmo or a PayPal that you can say in case people want to like, because I can't even imagine what like COVID costs and all that kind of stuff and like not being able to work and everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to become a COVID officer on set though. And like, I've had friends, like I used to be in production at like 90 Day Fiance and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, Charlotte, you will take it seriously. Like, we don't want to hire COVID officers that are like, this is just the flu secretly and are like letting things slip on set.
Yeah.
And so like, we want you to do this. And so in my free time, I'm just taking all of these classes and stuff all I can to like, as soon as I'm healthy, get back out there and try to like get people back to work, but stop this spread. It's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, good for you for wanting to do that.
Do you want to
drop your best? I'm so obsessed with these icons that you have, Melissa.
Basketball, cheese, caps,
Jesus Christ.
But on a lighter note, so I'm the one that works with Nick Cage that I told you, Allie.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. What? What happened?
Yeah. So I started like in the film industry like more than a decade ago now, like around 2005, 2006 when I was at UNC Charlotte and they were filming Talladega Nights there. And then from there, I just kept working. And so eventually I ended up in film school in Mobile, Alabama, and he was shooting films there and in New Orleans a lot. And my sister lives in New Orleans and it's just a 90-minute drive. And she's like, hey, I got a job as an assistant on this Werner Herzog film. Nick Cage and is going to be the star of it. And Val Kilmer, like, you have to come do it. And I was like, I'm there. And so I got a job like working in like an assistant job working in second unit with a second unit director and working with him a lot. And then I worked again on this movie that was in Mobile called Tokarev at the time. And then it became Nicolas Cage's Rage. It was they had his son in it, Weston, playing a young version of him in a flashback. And
Weston's the goth, right? Is he the goth boy?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. He was trying to leave goth, and he had I don't know if it was his wife or just his mother, his kid's mother that was there, but she just had to approve everything on set all the time. And so I don't even think this made the final cut of the movie, but he played Nick in a flashback. And so that morning, at base camp, like I was checking in and I was just sitting in the makeup chair waiting. And then I was with Nick, and then Weston comes in holding 4 bags of McDonald's. And Nick's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, I'm hungry. And he goes, "God, I feel so like, please, this is, I like, how do I say this is a legend so I don't get sued?" Like, he goes,
"Yeah, this is fanfic. This is fanfic."
Yes, it's fanfic. He goes, "Weston, I thought you were auditioning for the Hunger Games. Aren't they fucking starving in those movies?"
My and God, he, I love room, it.
Like, he was like so embarrassed, like a teenager, and stormed out. And the poor my friend Ignacio that was doing makeup was like it was so
true, but though. Anyways, that's good fatherly advice. Like,
I'm sorry, what?
That's good fatherly advice for a young actor.
Like, I was like, he's not wrong. Like,
oh my God.
It was sweet because as like dismissive as Weston was to Nick, like Nick kept being like encouraging on set and like being a good set dad. And that's really rare to see. He's a very strange bird in a good way. I loved his wife and his son. His son Kal-El is like an adult now, and that blows my mind. But yeah, like I commented on your Insta, when he and Alice broke up, it's like she might have handled everyone that was involved with him on like the business side, and she was like, "I'm not going to do that anymore." And he just kind of disappeared to all of us and started wearing matching jackets with like Carrot Top in Vegas, getting into fights. And I saw him at Break Room 86. We had like a year ago and hugged, and then like the next day in the news he was like fighting a new wife in an airport or something. And
holy shit.
Like, it's probably good that this chapter's like close.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, Charlotte, thank you so much. And we're gonna wish you so much health and good vibes your way. And please recover soon. And
I will. I'll be fine.
You're such a trooper. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Holy.
So glad you're doing okay.
My Venmo or something in the comments.
Yes, drop your Venmo in the comments, please. Whatever. Yeah, I think it's safe. It's dropping. I'm always pro dropping a Venmo.
At Miss Honey Bunny LA, spelled how you think it was. It was a honey thing that I never ended up doing because I collect honey.
At Miss Honey Bunny LA.
Otherwise,
now you collect that money.
Sexy.
Yeah. So if anyone, drop it in the comments too.
Just
to be safe.
My 34th birthday today.
Oh my God! Happy birthday!
Where should I get a Postmate cake from locally?
Oh,
Sweet Lady Jane.
Sweet Lady Jane.
Echo Park.
I love Porto's.
Porto's?
Cakes. I love, but okay. I don't know if they're post-mating, but maybe they are.
Right.
But someone, I think someone will door drop it for me, luckily.
Yeah.
I'm sure. No. Happy birthday, and Ken, get that COVID cash.
No problem.
Is that COVID cash?
Talking to you guys.
Great talking to you, Charlotte.
Bye. Charlotte. Oh my God. How is she not just like, I would be so furious at everyone. Just
me too, dude.
Ripping off her mask. I would lose.
I mean, I would punch someone in the face.
Yeah.
I would punch someone in the face. Well, I think we should call it probably. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone in the waiting room, I see your names. And so please come back next week and you'll be first up as soon as I see you're in the room. Yeah. But this is fun. This is always so fun.
Holy shit.
It is really fun.
So interesting and so cool.
Yeah.
We didn't get as many watches as last time, but that's okay.
Well, because people watched it the first time and they said, no, this isn't for me.
We had a few hundred more watches after we
obviously.
Leave it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, listen.
It's you guys, not, everyone cult, here, tell one podcast. Person about it for next week.
Yeah, everyone tell one person to watch. Oh, no.
What?
My phone's been in a wet puddle this whole time.
A wet puddle of what?
Like I had a glass of water and it like condensed at the bottom and like did a wet puddle on my table and my phone was just sitting in the wet puddle.
Stop saying wet puddle. God. No wonder they were only getting 62 views.
That's all we need. All we need is 20.
All right. Well, anyways, that is Web Crawlers. That's another episode of Web Crawlers Live. I wonder what shirt color we'll be wearing next week. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetson.
And I'm producer Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.